Thank you very much, Femi. Also in this news this week, there have been a number of headlines about Afghanistan, as Femi just told us. The war funding bill, which does include money towards the effort in Afghanistan, is likely to go through soon. And also, Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, warning Pakistan officials that the Afghans will go after Taliban insurgents at the border. Another headline, the number of Taliban attacks are up, and this was certainly highlighted by a raid that was staged by Taliban fighters at a prison where they freed hundreds of their fellow insurgents. This morning, we've called Tom Gutierrez. He's the director for the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, to figure out exactly what's happening. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Is the Taliban, are they making a comeback in Afghanistan?
Well, I think certainly in the headlines they seem to be. And the fact is this particular series of developments is as much a mirror of the kind of situation that has been going on in one way or another in Afghanistan over the last 5 years, essentially the period of time that has been consumed in their rebuilding or the reorganization, restructuring after being driven from Afghanistan after 9/11, and our own kind of focus to the west in Iraq rather than in Afghanistan, which, of course, took place in 2003. And during that whole period of time, particularly 2003 to the current time, the Taliban have been, I think, refocusing their approach, rebuilding their numbers through very effective recruiting programs, and have been coming across border. And these particular attacks, because they seem to be so bold, would suggest that the Taliban are renewed. Some people might say that this might be indeed a demonstration of the fact that they're having more difficulty in being able to be effective against the combined forces of the Afghanistan National Army and the NATO and American forces.
You mean particularly as a result of the increases that have taken place in the last year or so?
That's right. So some people suggest that, well, maybe this is a kind of a last ditch. It's not that, but at least a indication that they're trying to make some headway where they have not been before because of this increase in troops. Others feel that this is indeed an indication of the fact that the Taliban have regrouped effectively. And I think we need to understand that this is not the same.
Let me just interrupt you right there, because I think it's important to note that you have actually lived in Afghanistan for 10 years, and so are intimately familiar with the culture of the country and the history. In terms of whether or not the Taliban has made a comeback, there are some reports that say or claim that they may control as much as 30% of the country. So when we hear Hamid Karzai talking, is he only really talking from a position of controlling some certain portion of the country and not for the entire country?
Well, that is true that he only controls, and so do his allies, including us, certain parts of the country. And that part of that is due to the fact that the Afghan government and we do not have the resources, quite frankly, in terms of personnel, both regarding the government itself and our own military and the international aid organizations to have an imprint in every place around the country. And so, individual groups of Taliban or neo-Taliban, as I like to call them, because they are not exactly like the Taliban that, you know, originally were in control of Afghanistan in the decade before this one.
Well, Tom, before we go, if you were to draw a map of what Karzai controls, what the Taliban controls, what other tribal groups control, would it look like, three or four big shapes inside Afghanistan, or would it look more like, somebody took a paintbrush and just kind of speckled it all over?
Well, more like the latter, and also this is very, very much in flux. There's One couldn't just map out parts of Afghanistan and say this is always Taliban, this is always government, because there is movement of this, and the Taliban come in, and then they're forced to retreat, and the government reestablishes control, and so there's this kind of flux, and so it'd be hard to paint it in that first way in which you suggest.
All right, we have about 20 seconds or so. You just finished teaching a class for American, Canadian, and British military going to Afghanistan. What do you tell them about what they're dealing with when they get there? And we have about 20 seconds.
First thing I tell them is that there's no ambiguity. Afghans want us to be there. This is not like Iraq. And they know that their future is dependent upon our presence there. And they've always had this positive feeling, mm-hmm. particularly about Americans. And this is the biggest asset we have in the war against terror, is that we have an ally, the Afghans, who really want us to be there. We need to do a good job there. We need to get a better coordination of our whole, state or nation rebuilding
Tom
effort.
Gutierrez, thank you, the director of the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska at Omaha.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet.